Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I want to welcome you to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon is Mr. Sam Forbes. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you, Don. Great to be here, as always.
Okay, Arnie and Dr. Podell are taking today off, but I think we'll manage without them. We'll just have to, okay? Now, we're going to start off with these comments. Last week, we spoke about some supplements not usually associated with cardiovascular health. This week, in response to some new research, we're going to talk about heart health and cardiovascular health once again, cholesterol control, but we'll be talking about supplements that you are very familiar with. Now, first, I want to comment on a study that was recently published in the Mayo Clinic Proceedings. In this study, they found that a combination of fish oils and red yeast rice, that's right, our old favorite topic, red yeast rice, they found that this combination reduced cholesterol as effectively as daily statin drugs.
Well, that's pretty surprising, Don. LDL cholesterol apparently was reduced by 42.4% in those following the fish oil and red yeast rice regimen, while the reduction in the statin group was only 39.6%. And according to Dr. David Becker from the University of Pennsylvania Health System, and I quote, "These results are intriguing and show a potential benefit of an alternative naturopathic approach to a common medical condition," unquote, meaning, of course, elevated cholesterol. In addition to the LDL reduction, the fish oil red yeast rice combination also produced significant reductions in triglyceride levels of 29% compared to a non-significant 9% reduction in the statin group.
Now, the advantages of using the combination of fish oil and red yeast rice rather than a statin drug are impressive. For one thing, the natural combination resulted in multiple benefits, such as Sam just said, reducing triglycerides as well as reducing cholesterol.
Yeah, and the amount of lovastatin activity in the amount of red yeast rice used in the study was less than one quarter of the amount that would be used if the actual drug was employed. This is important as the drug carries a well-known potential for side effects. The lower the dose needed, the better.
Now, we discussed red yeast rice last week. There is a problem with red yeast rice. Due to its regulatory concerns, the FDA prohibits cholesterol-lowering health claims on red yeast rice products. They also forbid quantitative labeling of even the naturally occurring lovastatin content in red yeast rice. Well, this has resulted in a major problem. It is almost impossible to evaluate the various red yeast rice products that are currently on the market. This was brought home as I mentioned last week, when a study, when the results of some analytical studies were presented by a consumer lab testing company recently. They pulled a bunch of products off the shelf and they tested for lovastatin content and some other things. What their tests revealed was not only a very wide range of potency in these red yeast rice supplements, with some containing almost no activity, to others containing such a high level that the suspicion is that extra drug-like lovastatin had been added.
In addition, a potential toxin called citrulline was found in some of the supplements, and while we do not know exactly how much of a health threat this represents, it certainly seems preferable to avoid this mycotoxin.
So, how do we take advantage of the of this beneficial red yeast rice supplement while avoiding these types of problems? What I decided to do was to contact the technical departments of several companies whose red yeast rice products we carry at Wilner Chemists. Now, I chose those who were not listed in the test results with any negative findings. If the test results showed a negative finding for the product, I didn't even bother calling the company. I just wrote it off. I requested to know what their testing specifications were, whether they tested in-house or they sent the stuff out, what the typical analytical results were on batches of red yeast rice, and whether or not they tested for and had limits for these mycotoxins. Now, some companies were unwilling to give me this information, and others did not respond. Some did, and while I'm not going to say anything negative, I will tell you which companies provided me with enough data for me to make a recommendation. In some cases, I'm convinced that their supplements are pure, meaning that they test for the mycotoxin levels and that they contain levels of lovastatin or the monoclonals that are within the normal range as opposed to being artificially spiked or enhanced.
Drum roll, yes.
Okay, now.
Okay. The brands that Don has approved, at least so far, are Doctor's Best and Now Foods.
Okay. Well, that's a little bit more than a drum roll, but okay. Now, the other...
Curtis Mayfield.
The other side of the coin in today's discussion is fish oil. A study from Wake Forest University School of Medicine provided some very surprising information about beneficial omega-3 oils in fish.
Okay, it turns out that one of the most popular, highly consumed fish in America, farm-raised tilapia, not only has very low levels of beneficial omega-3 oils, but also there, and here's a big surprise, very high levels of omega-6 fatty acids, and similar results were found in farm-raised catfish.
Now, this is really bad news. The omega-6 fatty acids, of course, are the bad guys. The reason for eating fish, the reason that the American Heart Association now recommends that everyone eat at least two servings of fish per week, is to get the good fatty acids, the threes, the omega-3 fatty acids, the ones like EPA and DHA. This is to offset the too high levels of the omega-6 fatty acids that are in the average American diet these days.
Let me quote, tilapia has higher levels of potentially detrimental omega-6 fatty acids than 80% lean hamburger, donuts, and even pork bacon, write the Wake Forest researchers. They go on, for individuals who are eating fish as a method to control inflammatory diseases such as heart disease, it is clear from these numbers that tilapia is not a good choice, the article says. The recommendation by the medical community for people to eat more fish may do more harm than good if they eat fish like tilapia because of these high levels of omega-6 fatty acids. It could be a potentially dangerous food source for some patients with heart disease, arthritis, asthma, and other allergic and autoimmune diseases that are especially vulnerable to an exaggerated inflammatory response. And the researchers found that farm tilapia contained only modest amounts of omega-3 fatty acids, less than half a gram per 100 grams of fish, similar to flounder and swordfish. Farmed salmon and trout, by contrast, had nearly 3 and 4 grams, respectively.
Okay, now here's the point. We keep being told by the anti-supplement people that supplements are a waste of money. They keep saying over and over again that all you need to do is eat the right foods, properly prepared, chosen from that pyramid or whatever they give as the guidelines. Now, you know, as we've mentioned many times in the past, there are many reasons why this is just not true. These fish oil supplements is a good example. And we have many times in the past pointed out that a fish, while a good source of omega-3 oils, is also, unfortunately, a good source of mercury and other contaminants. Now we know that they can also be a source of omega-6 fatty acids. Fish oil supplements, on the other hand, are purified and provide high levels of those good oils, the omega-3 EPA DHA, without the contaminants. Now it seems, as I said, there's even another reason for going to supplements rather than fish, the fact that some of the more popular fish available in the market and restaurants, especially farm-raised, is not only a very poor source of good fatty acids, as Sam explained, but instead are rich sources of bad oils. So again, supplements sometimes are indeed the better choice than foods. Okay. Some interesting stuff. As you're going to hear in just a moment when I run a commercial from Doctor's Best, after I got this information, and by the way, the Doctor's Best product, I was privy to some information from the supplier of the actual red yeast rice. I think that the red yeast rice used in the Doctor's Best supplement is the actual material that was used in that experiment, in that research study that we reported on, in case you're impressed with that. So I called Doctor's Best back and I said, hey, we're gonna mention your product. And I'm going to say something good about it. How about giving me a special price and we'll put it on sale?
There you go.
I'm never going to pass up an opportunity.
Absolutely.
Here. Anyway, I think it's everybody's benefit. So as you'll hear in just a moment when we run the Doctor's Best commercial, we have a good deal for you, okay? So speaking of commercials, number one, I want to extend the offer to you folks to call us. If you have any questions, whether it's about red yeast rice, fish oil, cardiovascular health, or whatever, anything about supplements, we're going to start taking your calls as soon as we get back from this break. So let me give you the phone number. It's 1-800-321-0710. The 800 part means the call is on us, okay? 1-800-321-0710. That works from all over the country, including Atlanta, Georgia. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, whatever, feel free to give us a call. Once again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And we'll be back after these quick words from our sponsors.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract. I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg again. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you really should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You will also find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we are always running special sales. Here are some examples of what's on sale right now. American Health, Source Naturals, Rainbow Light, 35% off list, entire lines. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Nature's Way, Doctor's Best, Natural Factors, Natrol, and many, many other lines, 30% off list. We actually have 60 product lines on sale right now. Check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
And have you received our new 72-page flyer and newsletter? Now, if you're on our mailing list, you would have. You can pick it up along with our latest product reference catalog at any Wilner Chemist stores. They're free. If you're not on our Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.wilner.com and subscribing online. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. And in Atlanta, we are conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls in just a moment.
Here is some great news. Doctor's Best is offering their two red yeast rice supplements at one-half price. Natural and of the highest purity, Doctor's Best red yeast rice comes in two strengths, 600 milligram veggie caps in bottles of 120 and 1200 milligram tablets in bottles of 60. Both are now on sale at one-half price. As you know, just finding a brand of red yeast rice you can trust is a challenge in itself. Finding such a brand, Doctor's Best, and getting it at a discount like this represents an opportunity you don't want to let pass. 600 milligrams or 1200 milligrams, veggie caps or tablets, the choice is yours. Either way, the price can't be beat. Doctor's Best red yeast rice from Wilner Chemists, now on sale at one-half price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg, and Sam Forbes is here with me, and we're going to start answering your questions. Let me give you the phone number again. We have some open lines, so if you've wanted to call in the past and never were able to get into the queue, this is your chance. The number is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Okay, now let's see. We have James in his car, I believe, calling. How can we help you, James? Welcome to the Wilner Window, by the way.
How you doing, guys? I'll let you know that I did pull over and I'm being safe.
Good for you.
What I wanted to know is, you know, the bodybuilding world is rife with a lot of false advertising. What type of supplements are actually legitimate for bodybuilding? And number two, are there any safe supplements that can be used to increase testosterone?
Okay, a very good question, and you're absolutely right. As far as I'm concerned, most of the products that are promoted to bodybuilders are probably 95% marketing hype and 5% fact, if that much. Everybody wants the easy, you know, the easy way out. You know, you start popping a bunch of pills and next thing you look like Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime. And of course, that's not the way it's going to be. If And also, you have to be careful of those types of supplements that might contain things that don't really belong in supplements. And you can tell, you know, if you're buying something from the back of a magazine that claims to do all sorts of wonderful things and is composed of a ground up bull testicles and the botanical products whose names you've never heard of and everything else, you know, I would stay away from things like that. There is nothing that, in my opinion, will take the place of a good hard work in terms of bodybuilding. There are some products that may have some benefit. Of course, if you wanted my advice, I would say nothing is as beneficial as a good broad spectrum multivitamin, multimineral, with the plenty of B vitamins. I would also suggest that a protein, which of course, you know, bodybuilding is very heavy on taking extra amounts of protein, probably more extra protein than you really need. The actual amount of additional protein required by a bodybuilder or any athlete that, you know, is involved in really heavy duty exertion is relatively small. So it's fine to take some extra protein, but whether you need to take a 20, 40, 50, 100 grams at a time of a pure protein is, I think, questionable. It's probably just being turned into fat and carbohydrate in your body, and you're not really getting any benefit from it. The other category would be the hormone precursors. Things like DHEA, some of the other ones, I'm not sure if they're even still on the market. You've heard about Andro and things of that sort. I personally wouldn't recommend that somebody just go and start taking even DHEA unless they really had a good reason for it. So in some ways, perhaps what I'm saying is that I'm really not the person to ask for recommendations because I don't recommend. Right. Now, Sam, you want to talk about things like atribulus, terrestris, are you pretty much in agreement with what I'm saying?
I do, Don. I think you were very succinct. James, you know, I think the best results you'll get from some sort of bodybuilding or weight training is really depends on your state of health before you start. I mean, obviously, if you're not eating properly, you have to start eating properly. You have to get the right kind of rest and the amount of rest you need in order to recover from a heavy-duty weight training program. You can't overtrain. You can't do it every day. If you go heavy, you got to do it like three times a week or four times a week maximum. The body needs to rest from some such intense exercise. And if you are increasing the amount of intense exercise, you obviously have to increase your nutritional intake of high-quality foods and a good broad-spectrum, high-quality, optimal dose multivitamin and mineral supplement. And I would, Don, I would include like a good broad spectrum antioxidant. Obviously, with all this heavy duty tearing down and building up of tissue, you could probably be a good idea for you to take a good antioxidant to help rebuild and to protect the body.
Even things like creatine and ribose and things of that sort, they have some benefit,
right.
It's not really long lasting benefit. Creatine will help you bulk up a little bit more, but that may be it.
Focus on optimal health,
right?
And you will get good results.
Okay. All right, Sam. I think I have to interrupt you because
sure.
We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back, folks, in just a moment. First, there was the orange, then there was vitamin C, and now Natrol, the brand you trust for good nutrition, brings you Easy C. Easy C is a high-potency antioxidant vitamin C blend, including esterified vitamin C, that's easy on the stomach, easy to absorb, and easy support for your body's own natural defenses. Smoking, high stress, sun exposure, or regular exercise can increase the body's need for extra vitamin C. Easy C helps close the nutrient gap between between what foods provide and what the body demands. Natrol, a constant innovator in nutritional supplements, designed the EZ-C line using only the highest quality ingredients. EZ-C is 100% vegetarian with no animal byproducts. Protecting your health just got easier with EZ-C by Natrol. Check out the entire Natrol line, including EZ-C, at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B Complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Okay, now for a quick check on the traffic.
The John Gambling Show.
All ideas, all attitudes are welcome. Just because you might have a differing viewpoint from mine, you know, it's okay.
John Gambling.
The government is not going to be there. This is like the third rail of politics. The legislature has nobody else to blame. They are the people that vote on these budgets and make these budgets and spend these monies.
John Gambling, weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9 on News Talk Radio 710 WOR. The car doctor.
If that light goes on and it's still crank and it doesn't start, we're going to go look elsewhere. We're going to start to think about a possible fuel pump not turning on.
Ramananian, the car doctor. Monday mornings from 1 till 3 on 710 WOR.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Jarrow Formulas has a new product, Black Currant and Lutein Capsules, a powerful formula targeted at reducing eye fatigue and promoting eye function. Black currant is one of the most antioxidant-rich berries in the world due to its high content of polyphenol pigments or anthocyanicides. Its ability to reduce the oxidative damage caused by free radicals and reactive oxygen species is even higher than that of blueberry. Lutein and zeaxanthin, antioxidant carotenoids, are important components of the macula pigment in the eye. The macula is responsible for focus and color differentiation, and the macula pigment protects the eyes from ultraviolet radiation and oxidative stress. So, reduce eye fatigue. Improve your vision with Jarrow Formulas, Black Currant, and Lutein Capsules. All Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes, and we're talking about nutritional supplements, vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, whatever. We're taking your phone calls. I think the lines are pretty much booked right now, but here, write down our phone number and give us a try in a few minutes. You might be able to get through. It's 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's go to Andre. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Andre. How can we help you?
Oh, thank you much. Long-time listener. Don, a couple of years ago, you had actually recommended that folks just try fish oil by the spoon. I tried it. I was surprised at how easy that was and to take a large quantity, and have been doing it ever since. I was wondering if the information that you shared earlier in the show about farm-raised fish and whatnot, if that was any indication to switch to capsules, or if liquids from reputable brands were still advised.
Oh, yeah. No, the liquids that you buy as supplements are purified the same way. It's the same material that goes into the capsules, okay? Just because it's in liquid form. As a matter of fact, it's more obvious that it's been purified when you're dealing with the liquids, because if it wasn't purified, you would know from the taste. I mean, that's the reason that they can do it today like this. You know, there was a time when if you told somebody, oh, here, take a few spoonfuls of fish oil, it would bring you know visions of the old childhood cod liver oil days, you know, and you'd end up, you know, in distress. But now, because they filter, they filter these oils. They pass them through carbon filter beds. They distill it. They purify it in so many ways that basically they don't taste fishy. So the oil, you don't have to worry about the oil. The oils from the reputable companies is the same material that you have in the capsules, and they are pure, and you're getting the high potency. Okay, does that answer your question?
It sure does. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Andre, for the call. Okay, next caller would be Ruth from Brooklyn. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Ruth. How can we help you?
I have a question about fish oil. I'm taking 200 milligrams of fish oil. Each soft gel contains omega-3 and omega-6. Now, I want to know, of what benefit is omega-6? I've heard
okay,
that...
Okay, let me... All right, let me interrupt you for just a second, because I'm going to put you on the right track here. When you look at the label of a product like you're trying to do, you have to look at the right information. Whether it says 100 milligrams, 1,000 milligrams, or whatever of fish oil, that's not what you want to look for. You want to look for the amount of the EPA and DHA that's in the product. Okay? That tells you that what the potency of the product is. The only way that you can compare potencies and really intelligently talk about your fish oil supplement is to look at the amount of EPA, DHA that is in the product. Now, do you have that product in front of you?
Yes, it says okay. EPA 216 milligrams. DHA, I don't know what that means, 144 milligrams.
Okay.
Other fatty acids, 36 milligrams, contains 2.5% omega 6.
Okay, good. Okay, so basically
omega 3 says 396 milligrams.
Okay, you have answered the question. You have a product that is a highly concentrated or a relatively high concentration of the good fatty acids, the omega-3. You will always have a small amount of omega-6 and maybe even some omega-9 in some of these products, but if it's only a small amount, it's not worth paying attention to. Okay, that product is indeed an EPA DHA concentrate. So taking that will offset the omega-6 that's in your diet or in your farm-raised catfish and tilapia that you may be eating at home or in the restaurant. Okay. Now, well, omega-6, by the way, not all omega-6 is bad. Okay. The problem, there's several problems with omega-6. And I say not all is bad because there are some beneficial omega-6 fatty acids like borage oil and black currant oil, you know, GLA. That's a good omega-6 oil. The problem is that we get so much of these omega-6 oils and so much of the bad ones, you know, like the arachidonic acid, the omega-6 oils that are in things like dairy and meat, those are the bad ones. There's also omega-6 that are in plants, which wouldn't be bad if we didn't get too much of them, okay? So don't become paranoid with the omega-6. What you want to be doing is trying to improve the ratio. You want to increase the amount of omega-3s while you're decreasing the total amount of the omega-6. The reason we brought up that surprising information about a tilapia and farm-raised catfish was because people were choosing to eat that fish thinking that they were getting omega-3, improving the ratios, whereas instead they were doing the opposite, you see? Okay?
That is, when I told you the amount of six, is that safe, you think?
Yes.
It is. But
it's only a small amount, right?
Yeah, if you
okay.
say so.
Well, why wouldn't it be safe?
Well, the point is, I was thinking of just switching to three. Most people only take omega-3. Now, I've been taking two capsules. Each capsule is 1,200 milligrams. Should I reduce it to one?
I don't understand. Why would you want to do that?
Well, I don't know. I thought that maybe two is too much. You know, I have people.
Well, okay. Part of the way to decide that there's two questions that would help us decide whether a two is too much or not.
Yeah.
One is: are you taking this for a therapeutic reason? For example, are you taking it because you have high triglycerides? Are you taking it because you have some inflamed joints or inflammation of any type in your body? If the answer
there, rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay, then the answer there is that you might need more than two.
Yeah.
Bingo,
bingo.
You want to take as much omega-3 oils as you can tolerate.
Yes.
Now, the other, just for the record, what was the other question I was going to ask? The other question is, how much omega-6 do you get in your diet? If you tell me that you eat a lot of dairy products, and you eat a lot of red meat, and you eat a lot of vegetable oils, then I would say, once again, need more. Well, okay, I'm trying to explain everybody so they learn something here. To offset that high intake of dietary omega-6, you would need more omega-3s than somebody else who does not eat dairy, does not eat red meat, and has a lower intake of the other types of omega-6 oils. Okay, so there's two factors involved, whether it's serving a therapeutic purpose and whether you are having to offset higher levels of the bad oils in your diet.
Well, I'm not a meat eater. I never have been.
I believe.
But I'm a senior citizen. I love your program, and I'm always going to listen to it.
Well, thank you very much, even though I didn't give you the answer that you wanted to hear.
Oh, I like you.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, I'm a sweet guy.
I'm a senior citizen. But
so
I,
am I.
I still like boys.
Oh, okay. Well, let's not. I think maybe we better end this call now while we still can, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Ruth. Thank you very much for the call, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
She still sounds healthy then.
Oh, yeah. I was going to. Maybe Ira could get her address before we. No, okay. okay, well, let's see. Do we want, you know what, instead of taking the next call and having to rush it, why don't we take a little break right now and give you guys a little short commercial break. Let me just remind you that the number here is 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, or nutrition, please feel free to give us a call. Once again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And we're going to pause for a moment to bring you an educational minute from Dr. Duffy Mackay, Oh, speaking of fish oils, which is brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy McKay with a nutrition update. Did you know that omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil benefit the hearts of healthy people and those at high risk or who have heart disease? Over 35 years ago, researchers studying the Greenland Eskimos discovered that, despite eating a diet high in fat and cholesterol, this native population did not suffer from heart disease. Since then, hundreds of scientific studies have shown that omega-3 fatty acids benefit the heart in several ways, including decreasing irregular heartbeats, decreasing triglyceride levels, slowing the growth of plaques in arteries, and lowering blood pressure. The evidence is so strong that even the American Heart Association recommends that individuals with heart disease take 1 gram of omega-3 fats daily. 1 gram of omega-3 fats daily can easily be achieved by taking just 2 soft gels of a concentrated fish oil supplement. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy McKay.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are 2 Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg, and Sam Forbes is here helping me out today. Before we get back to the telephones, I just want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite Multi line of supplements. The entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemist, and it's now on sale at 30% off list price. Okay, let's get right back to the phones. What do you say, Sam? Let's go to Renee in Brooklyn. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Renee. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi, guys. I have a couple of questions, but I'll get to the first question that I called about first. As far as the prevention of breast cancer for women, there's a product called Indole-3 Carbonyl with DIM. And then there's another product that I purchased, which is called Brocomax. I will not say which company, but it's a great product. As far as the prevention of cancer goes, which of the products would be better? And also, is the Indole-3 Carbonyl or is it the DIM that does it? And if so, which one of the products would be better? The Brocomax, I understand, has 30 milligrams per pill. So would that be a better product?
Okay, but they're both related. The Brocomax is more of a concentrate, a broccoli concentrate. Within the broccoli concentrate, you will get the Indole-3 Carbonyl and the DIM. Whether or not you want to go for the isolated DIM or the almost as isolated Indole-3 Carbonyl, or go with a more natural broccoli concentrate is sort of a philosophical question. Sometimes we get into trouble going to the more powerful isolated component than we would be if we just stick with the concentrated natural source. It kind of depends in a way why you are concerned about breast cancer. Do you have a family history? Have you had it?
No, I have what's called fibrocystic breast, and they always tell you if you have that, there's always a higher chance of getting breast cancer.
Okay, well, both of those products are similar. It's just that the one is a broccoli extract that contains the indole-3 carbinol, and the other is a more isolated form.
I think the Broccomax is a sulforaphane type product, isn't it?
Yeah, but that also, far as I recall, that contains, that includes the indole-3 carbinol.
Well, the Broccomax, if I remember correctly, was something that helped enhance phase two liver detoxification, which is important, not necessarily related to indole-3 carbinols and DIM. There are products that you can get, as Don said, isolated ones. I mean, we're really not sure, but it does appear some people believe, some vitamin companies, they certainly seem to think that helps detox and regulate your hormones. There may be some possibility. Don, I was thinking about the Natural Factors product, Estrosense. Lorna Vanderhaeghe had developed this product as a means of detoxing excess estrogens, and as far as she felt that it was effective. Whether it can prevent breast cancer is a big statement. I don't know if we can say that.
Yeah, it's very good. That's a good point. I was waiting until I first answered the first part. There are other things that you may want to do. Anybody who, in my opinion, is concerned or has reason to feel that they're at greater risk to a problem like breast cancer, one thing you might want to do is to think about running that genetic test that we've been talking about periodically. It's marketed by Solgar right now. I think they charge $125, and you just do a cheek swab, and we do it at the store for you. We send it in for you, and they test for 12 or 13 potential genetic markers that can help you to ascertain whether you're at risk, and if so, what particular type of risk you might be at, and sometimes certain supplements can help. There's different kinds of breast cancer problems. The product that Sam mentioned is an excellent product. There's many other things, of course, that you can be doing as well. You should make sure you're taking plenty of vitamin D, for example. Wouldn't you agree with that, Sam?
Definitely.
Okay, so plenty of vitamin D. Folic acid is mentioned for women who may consume alcohol. A CoQ10. Green tea.
Diet low in fats.
Low in fats. So there's a lot of obviously we always mention the good broad spectrum multivitamin, multimineral. I think the difficult thing for us is to pop up with individual nutrients, for that purpose. You really need to kind of sit down, find yourself a good nutrition, somebody like Dr. Podell maybe, if you feel that the risk is great enough. And try to identify where you might have some weaknesses that can be strengthened with the appropriate supplements.
Could you take too much of a Broccomax or indole-3 carbinol with DIM?
Well, I think you'd have an easier time taking too much of the indole-3 carbinol than you would the Broccomax. That's one of the reasons I prefer the Broccomax.
The Broccomax would be better.
Well, in your case, where it sounds like you're just sort of trying to be careful,
right.
Again, not knowing, I'm not a medical doctor and I don't know your whole condition, but from what you're telling me, in your case, I would have gone with the broccoli extract, whether it's Broccomax or a similar product.
So you're telling me the Broccomax has within the tablet has already the indole-3 carbinol with the DIM?
Yes, Sam seems to think I'm wrong on that, but
I think it's basically sulforaphane or that other word.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll double check.
We'll
double check during the break and find out for sure. I thought that broccoli was a source of the indole-3 carbinol products, but I'm getting old. Maybe I didn't take my ginkgo at the right levels, but we'll check on that for you.
Okay, now my other question. We'll go to the other question. As far as magnesium and calcium, I was told that you should always that they should be like in ratio between the calcium and the magnesium. But I also heard that you should have at least 1,000 milligrams of magnesium a day. So if you're going to be taking, let's say, 750 milligrams, because I was told not to take more than that because of my fibrinogen is on the high side. So I take, let's say, 750 of calcium. Could I still take 1,000 milligrams at a different time, like throughout the day, you know, 200 or another 200 for a total of 1,000 milligrams of magnesium citrate?
Well, okay, let's first clear up what might be a misconception here. The usual recommendation for magnesium is in the range of 400 to 500 milligrams per day. And along with that, the usual recommendation is about half the amount of magnesium that you're getting for calcium. There are some people that think maybe we should be getting more magnesium than that. But that is not something that is an accepted across-the-board thing, okay? If you're trying to go for 1,000 milligrams of magnesium per day, there are products that are out there for people like you that have calcium and magnesium in a 1-to-1 ratio, for example. The problem that a lot of people who attempt that have is that too much magnesium will have a slight laxative effect. So you may have a little bit of a problem tolerating that much magnesium. There's nothing, you know, if you don't, then there's no problem, you know, doing that. But just be aware that this is not, you know, taking that much magnesium may be good or it may not, but it's certainly not the common recommendation. By the way, before we continue, while I was answering you, I looked up looking in health notes for indole-3-carbinol. Let me read here. Indole-3-carbinol is one of the major anti-cancer substances found in cruciferous cabbage family vegetables. It is a member of the class of the sulfur-containing chemicals called glucosinolates. It is formed from parent compounds whenever cruciferous vegetables are crushed or cooked. Where is it found? Indole-3-carbinol is found in highest concentrations in broccoli, but it is also found in other cruciferous vegetables such as cauliflower, cabbage, and kale. Okay, so I think I'm correct in saying that broccoli is, and a broccoli concentrate would be a source of indole-3-carbinol.
With okay? The DIM, right? The DIM itself.
Yeah, the DIM, I believe, is the next step down from the from.
Because
the
I'm confused between the indole and the DIM. What is the difference between
okay,
the two?
Sam, do you remember that? Or
sure.
Do I have to
I mean,
look
the
that
body,
up too?
Yeah. The indole-3-carbinols are from the cruciferous vegetables. The body actually converts indole-3-carbinols into DIM.
Okay, so that's what I thought. Okay, fine. So again, like I said at the beginning, you're taking, you know, the three things that you're mentioning are all related. Okay, broccoli contains indole-3-carbinol. And the indole-3-carbinol leads to the DIM, okay? All right. Did I resolve the oops, I got to take a oh, no, I'm sorry. Real quickly, did I answer your question about the magnesium?
No, the question
no? Okay, well then I'm going to ask you to hold on until the next hour because I thought I did answer it, but we'll have to take a break now and we'll get back to your call at the beginning of the next hour, okay? We are going to pause for this brief message and then return. Thank you.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes. Arnie and Dr. Padel are off today. We are your Wilner Chemist nutritional supplement professionals. I want to remind you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite multi-line of multivitamin supplements. The entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemist, of course, and it's now on sale at 30% off list price. Now, I want to remind you, this is a two-hour show. We hope you'll stay tuned for the next hour. Those of you who are on the phones, please hang in there. We'll be back right after the news.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest.